Al Pacino and Robert De Niro epitomized tough guy acting in the 1970s. In 1974, they both starred in The Godfather Part II, but they never appeared in the same scene until the 1995 movie Heat.
A recent poll by Britain's Channel 4 named Pacino as the greatest movie star of all time. But Thursday night, the American Film Institute is giving De Niro a Lifetime Achievement Award. So who is better, Al Pacino or Robert De Niro?
We asked that question of two experts found behind the counter at a video store in Washington, D.C. Meet Scott Mueller.
I'm more of a Pacino man.
And his co-clerk, Adam Robinson.
I'm more of a Bobby De Niro fan, I guess. The guy just had a swagger, oozing charisma on screen. And I have to give credit for Pacino. He did have it, right? I just don't think he had it to the same extent that De Niro did.
All the animals come out at night. Whores, skunk buggers, queens, fairies, dopers, junkies. Sick, venal.
Taxi Driver, right there. I mean, you see that film, you're just kind of blown away.
Yeah, De Niro's been great in so many films. Anything he was in that Scorsese directed, Goodfellas, Main Streets.
Yeah.
I mean, he had some really great performances in the 70s and the 80s, but lately in the 90s and 21st century, he's just been kind of coasting a lot on his whole Bobby De Niro persona, especially in really bad comedies.
I mean,
you know, say what you will about Al Pacino, but he would never be in The Adventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Moose and Squirrel!
Sometimes it's not so easy being fearless leader.
De Niro is just going more and more into self-parody with movies like Analyze That and Meet the Parents.
He is going to self-parody, but for his career, though, where he was, when he was good, right? He was better than Pacino, if you ask me. I have to give Pacino credit, though. I'm a fan of him, too. Like, Serpico, I love that film still to this day.
Pacino's great in Serpico.
You know, like Dog Day Afternoon, too.
The ultimate Pacino performance. Well, if you like Cammy Pacino, over-the-top Pacino, you have to go with Scarface, you know. Nothing beats Scarface.
Scarface.
Get any hip hoppers' house when they're on MTV Cribs, and they'll always have the DVD of Scarface.
Do
you want to play what? Okay. Say hello to my little friends!
I kind of like the over-the-top ending where he's like face down in the cocaine pile.
Right, I think that really sums up the 80s very well. Lying face down dead in a mound of cocaine.
Yeah.
What does it say more to be a Pacino man than De Niro? Maybe, you know, maybe I'm just a little more over-the-top. I'm this over-the-top character, and Pacino embodies those great kind of over-the-top qualities which I aspire to, hopefully.
This is what it means to be De Niro, man. You're just cool. That's all it is. When you get explosive, it doesn't feel contrived at all. You really are explosive, and you can hurt someone.
I do what I do best. I take scores. You do what you do best, trying to stop guys like me.
Let me just say, ultimately, remember at the end of Heat, who's left dead and who's left living.
I told you, I'm never going back.
For the record, it's Al Pacino left standing at the end of Heat, but it's Robert De Niro who will accept the American Film Institute Lifetime Achievement Award Thursday evening.
Scott Mueller and Adam Robinson, clerks at Video Americaine in Washington, D.C., talked with NPR's Netta Ulabi.